Case study strategy examples. The case study organizations are revisited here to illustrate how the generic strategies can be applied. Fast fashion retailer strategy. The fast fashion retailer's customers have historically skewed toward the young female demographic. These customers have smaller budgets, but spend a larger portion of their budgets on clothing. They are keenly aware of fashion trends and rarely wear a piece of clothing for more than one season. To appeal to these customers, the organization aims at keeping prices low and rotating stock almost twice as quickly as more expensive clothing stores. The organization's senior management is considering two strategic actions. First, they would add in-store fashion consultants. Second, they would add an infant and children's clothing section in selected stores. Consider how you might answer the following questions before reviewing the sample answer. Question: What generic business strategy is the fast fashion retailer currently pursuing? Sample answer: The fast fashion retailer is focusing on a niche including fashion-conscious, budget-minded younger women. This is a focused low-cost provider strategy. A broad low-cost strategy would market to a wider range of ages and clothing interests. Question: What priorities does this strategy imply for the organization's operations? Sample answer: Possible effects on operations include greater need for close collaboration with and control over suppliers, inventory control, purchasing and stocking efficiency, and control over costs of operating stores. Question: Are the actions management is considering consistent with this strategy? Sample answer: Implementing in-store fashion consultants would increase costs and possibly change the target audience to one that expects more services. It may be hard to attract these new shoppers given the organization's brand, and management will have to prove that this action is profitable. As for the idea to offer infant and children's clothing, while some young women love children, this is a slightly older demographic and may confuse the marketing message. Hotel group strategy. The hotel group is a portfolio of hotel brands. There is a flagship brand of luxury resorts, a chain of hotels for business travelers, a brand that serves budget vacationers, and so on. Although brands have their own identities, they are all clearly identified as being part of the hotel group family. For each brand, headquarters has created a standards manual. All hotels are visited regularly by headquarters auditors to check on compliance with these high standards. The hotel group has been distinctive for its reliance on owning its own properties. One option for reinvigorating its revenue growth is to franchise hotels in new and existing markets. This would generate revenue without requiring heavy capital investment. Consider how you might answer the following questions before reviewing the sample answer. Question: What generic business strategy is the hotel group currently pursuing? Sample answer: The hotel group is pursuing a focused differentiation strategy. All of its businesses are in the same market, but each brand targets a particular type of hotel guest. Question: What priorities does this strategy imply for the organization's operations? Sample answer: Possible effects on operations include coordinated purchasing to leverage combined brand power with suppliers, strong need for experienced managers and continuous training, effective communication of expectations to all employees, and need for employee motivation and empowerment leadership and programs. Question: Are the actions management is considering consistent with this strategy? Sample answer: Franchising could be implemented in this strategy, but it will require very careful assessment of prospective franchisees, training, and monitoring. A lapse in standards by franchisees could damage the brand. Commercial door manufacturer strategy. The commercial door manufacturer has a number of competitors, some low cost and some who, like our case study organization, provide quality products that are responsive to changing customer requirements. Our door manufacturer also invests regularly in research and development to create innovative features. Competitors are starting to offer some of these features too. The manufacturer's new strategy is to aggressively reduce lead times quoted to customers. Part of this effort includes building a second manufacturing location so average transportation times and costs can be significantly reduced. In addition, while their primary business is make-to-order, the manufacturer has been working with a wholesaler whose customers are commercial manufacturing contractors to identify a small number of door models that the wholesaler would stock on consignment. These would be make-to-stock items to further increase availability of their products. Consider how you might answer the following questions before reading the sample answers. Question: What generic business strategy is the commercial door manufacturer currently pursuing? Sample answer: The commercial door manufacturer appears to be a differentiation provider in its market, but it has had to add a new point of differentiation since some of its order winner qualities have become order qualifiers. Question: what priorities does this strategy imply for the organization's operations? Sample answer: possible effects on operations include effective management of new MTS inventory levels and products stocked, importance of workforce's acceptance of and involvement in quality so that manufacturing lead times can continually improve, and flexibility of capacity to respond to the need to balance custom order demand with MTS demand. Question: are the actions management is considering consistent with this strategy? Sample answer: the main challenge of differentiation is the rise in assets on the balance sheet. Capital costs will increase with a new facility, and consignment sales raise inventory costs for MTS products. More assets require higher liabilities or owner investment, so sales revenue must increase to meet a higher break-even point. To reduce assets, the organization could sell MTS doors directly to wholesalers instead of consigning. Profit margins could also grow if customers pay more for faster lead times. Total costs may fall from producing in standard batches, bulk shipping, and shorter shipping distances from the new facility, which may offset higher inventory carrying costs. Motorcycle manufacturer strategy. The motorcycle manufacturer is the leading seller of motorcycles in its country. It has two foreign competitors and a local one. The foreign companies have opened small dealerships in the country's affluent areas. They are international brands that charge premium prices. The local competitor produces cheap products with a poor reputation for dependability. The organization has succeeded by doing what it does best: keeping costs down, cultivating strong relationships with dealers in good times and bad, and selling long-lasting products at affordable prices. The motorcycle manufacturer is now considering going international. It is analyzing opportunities in a nearby country that has low labor costs. At present, this country has several competitors, all offering products at a lower price than the case study motorcycle manufacturer's average prices. There are no high-end competitors. Consider how you might answer the following questions before reading the sample answers. Question: what generic business strategy is the motorcycle manufacturer currently pursuing? Sample answer: the motorcycle manufacturer appears to be a best cost provider in its market, balancing cost and performance in its products to provide top value in the price range. Question: what priorities does this strategy imply for the organization's operations? Sample answer: possible effects on operations include effective management of cost of supplies and inventory levels, importance of workforce's acceptance of and involvement in quality practices, and flexibility of capacity to respond to changes in demand. Question: are the actions management is considering consistent with this strategy? Sample answer: the main challenge with the expansion scheme is that, because there are no high-end motorcycle brands in this market yet, the organization may be entering as a higher cost competitor in a market that is not used to paying for quality and dependability. It may need to be careful about the products it initially offers in this market, emphasizing lower price for a slightly better product. Shipbuilder strategy. The shipbuilders industry is fairly specialized and resource intensive. There are not many competitors, but even among this small group, the organization has built a reputation for delivering vessels that perform above client expectations. It specializes in applying the latest technology in designing and operating the ships it builds. It works closely with future vessel owners to assess their needs and design systems that provide high functionality, redundancy, and reliability, and relative ease of use. Clients have developed a high degree of confidence in the organization's design teams. Clients are frequently taken on inspection tours of their vessels during construction. These ships represent enormous investment, and working with a trusted shipbuilder is considered a way of minimizing investment risk. The shipbuilder is trying to find new ventures that will make use of its strong capabilities and deliver additional short-cycle revenue streams, but without distracting the organization from its primary business. They are presently in talks to acquire a small but prestigious luxury yacht builder. Consider how you might answer the following questions before reading the sample answers. Question: what generic business strategy is the shipbuilder currently pursuing? Sample answer: the shipbuilder's corporate strategy appears to be one of differentiation based on technology, quality, and customer service. They are attempting to grow in scope horizontally through acquisition. This new division would have a focused differentiation strategy, focusing on a particular niche within the shipbuilding industry. Question: what priorities does this strategy imply for the organization's operations? Sample answer: possible effects on operations include continuous investment in technology and workforce knowledge and expertise, flexibility in processes to accommodate stakeholders, and high levels of project management, quality control, and change management. Small changes can have a big impact on a project's profitability and performance. Question: are the actions management is considering consistent with this strategy? Sample answer: the main challenge with an acquisition is to maintain the advantages the organization was seeking. In this case, to be successful in this market niche, the shipbuilder's management must learn more about this new group of customers, retain key management figures in the acquired company, and educate its new employees about the organization's values, processes, and technology. It must also monitor the situation closely to ensure that the new business increases utilization of capacity without interfering with the capacity needs of the existing lines of business.